The little hamlet of Port Henry is right on the shore of Lake Champlain in New York State. It's home to about 1,200 people, two campgrounds, and one elusive lake monster known as Champ. Some residents say Champ could be the key to kickstarting Port Henry's economy. Julia Press has the story.
When you strip away the waterfront views and Adirondack Mountain silhouettes, Port Henry is like many small towns across the U.S. It's struggling. On a clear afternoon, you'll see shuttered storefronts and hardly anyone walking down the street.
Well, you see what Main Street in Port Henry looks like on a Sunday. It's you and I.
Laura McKinstry is the president of the Chamber of Commerce for Moriah, the town that includes Port Henry. The area was once a bustling hub of iron mining, but since the mines closed down in the 70s, it's lost its footing.
Where the Stewarts are sitting over here, there was a grocery store.
There's nowhere to go grocery shopping here, other than the Stewarts gas station, which sells gallons of milk and other essentials. The population stagnated. But some residents are hoping that the key to economic recovery lies with a local legend, one that claims their lake is home to a mythical monster named Champ. Ron Kermani was a local reporter during a flurry of Champ sightings back in the 80s.
Port Henry was in the press for good reasons, not that the mines had closed or that something else had befallen the little town here, but something good was happening. People were seeing this Lake Champlain monster, this Nessie cousin, if you will.
Kermani wrote a four-part investigative series covering the spate of sightings.
And I remained a healthy skeptic of all things Champ until July 2nd, 1983. About 7 o'clock in the morning, we took our rowboat out, and the lake was as calm as could be. It was like the surface was glass. My girlfriend turns to me and says, "Ron, what's that?" And about 30 feet from our boat, three large, dark humps break the surface of the water. It was eerie. It was unsettling. Unexplainable.
Port Henry, for many, 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 many years, has billed itself as the home of Champ.
Andrea Annesy and her husband Kyle Miller moved to Port Henry in 2013, and very quickly they noticed a glaring sea monster-sized hole. Miller was working at the Lake Champlain Visitor Center.
And everyone kept asking, where can I get Champ stuff? What is there to see here? And it just made me realize, by default, there are people coming here looking for this stuff, and they're going away empty-handed.
Across the water in Vermont, there was already a little Champ trading post and a minor league baseball team, the Lake Monsters. But Port Henry came up short.
Vermont, they've got a handle on their tourism. We need work over here on this side of the lake.
Annesy and Miller opened Home of Champ, a virtual store where they sell things like mugs and magnets and plush toys. Annesy's also on the Chamber of Commerce, where she runs an annual Champ Day celebration and is pushing for investment in more Champ tourism efforts.
And I get very enthusiastic about it when I'm at the chamber meetings, so there's probably not too many meetings that I don't at least try to bring it up.
They have a lot of ideas, like putting up a huge lake monster sculpture for visitors to take selfies with, or launching boat tours where people can cruise around the water looking for a glimpse of Champ.
If you talk to any person who owns a boat here, would you like to quit your job and putter around on the lake all day? It's just like they would jump at the chance.
Right.
Why haven't they? You know, they just have never had their eyes open to the opportunity.
Miller and Annesy aren't the first to dream of a Champ-based economy. Back in the 70s and 80s, the Chamber of Commerce tried to bill Port Henry as a tourist destination. It put out flyers and Champ pins. That's when it held the first Champ Day festival. But most of those efforts died on the vine.
Different people kind of tire of Champ for some reason and then move on.
Lauren Coleman runs the International Cryptozoology Museum in Portland, Maine. He's made a career of studying creatures that may or may not exist and the people who hunt for them, sometimes shaping a region's entire economy around what he calls cryptotourism.
I see cryptotourism as a very slow process. You build the museum and people will come, and then people will need a place to stay and they'll need some place to eat.
Coleman has seen this work before in places like Loch Ness or the homes of Bigfoot or Mothman. And he says with a little investment and long-term commitment, Port Henry could make it work too. And people like Kyle Miller and Andrea Annesy believe that once tourists show up, whether or not they see Champ, whether or not Champ even exists, they'll fall in love with what they find.
Right now, we've got gorgeous autumn leaves all over the place, and people can probably hear the gulls in the background.
The Chamber has started talks with a regional tourism group about putting money towards Champ promotion. And once the coronavirus pandemic is over, the hope is that Port Henry will be ready to give the monster seekers something to see and somewhere to spend their money. For Here and Now, I'm Julia Press.